Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then Kanye says, "You're fired. Go home." First of all, he's already at home. He's in his bed asleep right now. That's right. One. Second of all... What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Aisha Sky.
And I'm your other host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday, and T-Pain is out here with another shocking revelation. Just has one of these like every week, it feels like.
He's dropping all the tea.
He claims that Kanye West once stole one of his rap lines after calling it corny. Dang, that's shiesty. Speaking of Kanye, he has told one of his engineers that he is fired via text. And then he told the engineer to go find God. He gave him some religious advice after the fact. Also, it seems like it's baby season out here. Kodak Black has a new baby on the way. Rotimi from Power has a new baby on the way. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott got one on the way. And Cardi B and Offset, theirs ain't on the way. It's here. Yeah. So let's get down to it. Okay, let's start off with T-Pain. So he has just been hitting us with different revelations each week, it feels like. And the newest one is that Kanye allegedly stole one of T-Pain's rap lines and used it on the song Dark Fantasy.
Yeah, so T-Pain basically went on a Twitch live stream and was given a whole backstory about it. But the line in question is, T-Pain had rapped this lyric to him, and it was, "I got beef like two burgers, you dudes win slow, and I'm smarter than Steve Urkel." Because as you know, Steve was part of the Winslow family on Family Matters, so that's where the line comes from.
Yeah, Steve wanted to be part of the Winslow family. He didn't really get accepted like that, if you ask me, but you know, that's another debate for another day. But basically, T-Pain was like, you know, he didn't rap that often, and he got a chance to rap for Kanye, and he said that line, and he said that Kanye told him, like, nah, don't say that line. That's not it. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Kanye was right. That line was not it. And the way that T-Pain said it, that wasn't the move. Like, that wasn't a fire bar. That's nothing that people would have wanted to hear on a song. I think Kanye was correct in telling Payne, like, nah, X that out. But where Kanye was wrong at was he came back and said a similar line and used it in a song later. But the line that Kanye said was kind of way better.
So yeah, on Kanye's line, he said, "Too many Urkels on your team, that's why you're win slow."
Yeah, so, yeah. Kanye said it much cooler though than T-Pain. But either way, like, you can't just take his little concept, the play on Urkel and Winslow and wins being low. It sounds like T-Pain came up with that first.
Right, and T-Pain was saying how, like, well, did Kanye tell him not to use it so he could use it? Or, you know, maybe was it like an inspiration type thing? But T-Pain thought it was a little shy. Steve's kind of off.
Yeah, how you gonna Debo his bars like that? Yeah. Kanye probably thought it was a writing session. And maybe, like, T-Pain probably thought he was there to be on the song.
Right.
And then it was just like, Kanye was like, let me hold that real quick.
Right,
Maybe that is why he told. Nah, it was a whack line, though. The way T-Pain said it was whack.
Yeah, and he did say it was kind of corny, but, like, still.
So. Yeah, but that still don't give you permission to use it. If it's so whack and corny, just don't even use the concept at all.
Right.
That was foul, Kanye. Speaking of being foul, so Kanye decided to fire one of his engineers via text message. And the offense in question, the engineer was late for work. Now, is that a fireable offense? After one time of being late, maybe. But the way Kanye did it was hilarious. I cannot lie. So academics shared a screenshot that allegedly shows this text exchange between Kanye and the engineer who was working on Donda. Kanye texts him at 9:34 a.m. It says, "Good morning. Let's work." Roughly 2 hours go by. There's no response from the engineer. And then Kanye says, "You're fired. Go home." Mm. First of all, he's already at home. He's in his bed asleep right now. That's right. One. Second of all, the person then gets up to respond and says, "I am really sorry. I have no excuse. I set an alarm for 7:30 a.m. and for whatever reason, my phone wasn't alerting me. I woke up at 11:08 to missed calls and got dressed as fast as I could." Mm. Lou was already on his way to get Bugs and they just got here. "I didn't call back right away because I was in a panic trying to find a ride. I know this is unacceptable. I'm sorry." Kanye then writes back, "Stop texting and go find God."
Sheesh.
That was so mean, Kanye, but applause for the entertainment. 10 out of 10 entertaining text message exchange right there. Right. That was hilarious when I saw that. But I just felt so bad for the guy because everybody has had those days where you just oversleep or your alarm does not go off or for whatever reason, like you are just late that day. And then this was like this dude's, I guess, one opportunity to work with Kanye. It just happened to him at the wrong time. He was late at the wrong time.
That's sad to hear.
Dang, man. Kanye showed no mercy. What happened to the forgiveness of the religion and the Christianity? Like, come on, Kanye, give a man a second chance. He sounded so apologetic, so taking accountability and just explaining what happened. And Kanye was still like, nah. But maybe if the dude actually does go find God, maybe Kanye will let him come back. That's what I would do if I was him. I would let like 2 weeks go by, maybe catch up on some Bible scriptures, go to church a few times, make sure to get a couple videos with the pastor. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, "Look, Mr. Jesus, so I did what you said. I took your advice. I went and found God and he spoke to me. And he said, you should reach out to Kanye again and see if he will give you one more chance and let you engineer for him again and see if we can run it back one more time in the spirit of forgiveness, in the Christian spirit of forgiveness."
Hallelujah. Come on.
"Kanye, give me one more chance." I feel like that's what that boy can do to get his job back. That's just my suggestion.
That could work. I mean, Kanye did say go find God. And if he does just that, I feel like you got to respect that.
I feel like old boy got a shot at it. He just got to get a little creative with it. That's all. That's it.
Right.
Now let's get into these baby updates, man. It is a baby-tastic week this week. So we got everybody and their mama just expecting kids. It's the pandemic. I feel like this is a second baby boom right now. We got Kodak Black, who is getting some advice from Amber Rose as he's expecting his first daughter right now, right?
Yep. As you know, Kodak Black already has a son who is 7 years old, I believe, from a previous relationship, but now he is welcoming, you know, being a girl dad, and he's having a little daughter on the way, which is maybe expected to arrive later this year or early 2022.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Congrats, Kodak.
Yeah.
And basically the advice from Amber Rose was, "Congrats on your baby girl. I need you to stay out of trouble so you can be out here to raise your young queen." And I think that's something that Kodak Black really needed to hear. Now, I don't know what relation he has to Amber Rose or if they know each other, if they're friends or whatever the case is, but I feel like that was something that he really did need to receive. And I feel like more people in his life should speak to him in that way and really drive that message home to him, because every other week, month, it seems like Kodak is in a new situation. He's been getting locked up repeatedly. So it's just like, hopefully he calms down and is actually able to be out here and raise his daughter properly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's been going through a tough time. Especially with different attempts on his life and people around him getting shot, all of that. Kodak, just hopefully you can get it together. Whatever you got going on, I don't know what he has going on, but whatever it is, hopefully he can get it together and be around for his daughter and this other kid that he has. I didn't even know he had another kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just stay in the house at this point.
Right. You go out, get your show money, and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So also, Rotimi, who played Dre on Power, he has a baby on the way with his girlfriend, wifey, partner in crime. They're married, right?
Yeah, I've seen them engaged or married. I don't know if the ceremony happened, but they in the long haul.
They together.
Yeah, they together.
So they got a child on the way. This is going to be Rotimi's first kid. And on September 7th, he revealed that he is expecting with his fiance, and her name is Vanessa Medee. He said, "We're super excited to welcome our son as first-time parents. Everything about this experience has been a brand new challenge. They said in a joint statement, "We love it."
Aww,
Rotimi. Everybody going baby on baby out here, man.
Right.
Now, back in 2019, Rotimi actually was dodging those paternity rumors because, you know, there was rumors floating around that he was the father of Erica Dixon's twins from Love & Hip Hop. But he said that was fake news. So this child with Vanessa, this is his first child. He also put up a little heartfelt post. He said, "You changed my life, and now we are beautifully linked forever to raise a little us. I pray our son has your glow, your heart, your mind, and your spirit. I will protect you and our son with everything I have."
How cute.
Oh, this man is smitten. This man loves his family. We love to see it.
Yeah.
Now, on to another baby on the way. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are expecting again. Whoa.
Yep. A couple people were speculating that maybe Kylie Jenner was pregnant. And I think we mentioned that on the podcast a few episodes ago. But she posted like a very well-documented and produced video showing that she was pregnant.
It was definitely a documentary pregnancy announcement. Like, she showed her telling Travis, her telling her mom, Chris. She had Stormy bring the, what is it called?
The sonograms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She had Stormy bring the sonograms in and show Chris. It was very produced, like you said. I was like, are they shooting this for a documentary? Is this for a movie? Is this for Keeping Up with the Kardashians? It was like step by step. I felt like I was there. Like, Kylie was making the pregnancy announcement to me.
Yeah, like, I think she, I feel like she did that when she was pregnant with Stormy. Like, some type of, like, it was like a long, minute-long video of, like, right, showing everything. It's just like, girl, just post a picture. Just say you pregnant.
She took us through the whole journey. She had to show us the moments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so congrats to Kylie and Trav. Wonder if it's going to be a boy or a girl this time. Did they say?
They didn't say, so we got to see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Cardi B and Offset. Their baby is actually here now, so congrats are in order for them. Culture's got a sibling. Yeah, they had their baby on Beyonce's birthday of all days. So you already know this baby is blessed early.
Right.
It's a baby boy. He came in on September 4th. And Offset and Cardi put out a statement to People Magazine, a joint statement. They said, "We are overjoyed to finally meet our son. He is already loved so much by family and friends, and we can't wait to introduce him to his other siblings."
How cute.
Yes. And this is baby number 5 for Offset. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they got a football team. No, not a football team. They got a basketball team over there and a 6-man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So big family, big family.
Yeah, so congrats to Cardi B and Offset. I think that concludes our baby madness for this episode.
Yeah.
Congrats to everybody. A-Dub, you are next.
Girl, don't wish that on
2022,
me.
2022 might have a DX Daily baby on the way. Let's wait on it.
We're going to wait on it.
That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. And make sure you follow us, too, man. Hit that follow button, subscribe button, whichever one it is on whatever podcast app you're on. It's very important that you hit that subscribe, okay? Because you got to be updated on when we post these new episodes of DX Daily, which is every day. So you need it to come right to your phone, so you don't got to go looking for it. Just make sure you hit that follow or that subscribe button. We on Apple Podcasts, we on Amazon Music, Podbeam, Stitcher, all the podcast streaming apps. So just make sure you subscribe to us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, our TikTok. It's all at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, and you can follow us too on all social media. I am at Asia Sky everywhere.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.